This is Mike Phelan with FanBolt, and today I have with me a very special guest, Mr. DJ Slope, better known as Daniel Ibbotson, and he is coming to us all the way from the UK to talk to us today about video gaming and content creation. How are you doing today, Dan?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me, man. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for taking the time to call us this late at night, because I know it's pretty late over there right now.
Yeah, it's like, what, quarter to 11? But I don't normally go to bed till about half one. So still early days for me.
As far as how you started in this, how did you decide one day to get into creating video content based off of entertainment media?
Basically, just like everyone else, you know, I became obsessed with going on YouTube, looking up awesome other YouTubers. You know, my interests grew a little bit, I suppose. I mean, everyone started with the Angry Video Game Nerd. For me, it was Angry Video Game Nerd and Larry Bundy were the two first people that I really got to know, I suppose. But then my interest started. Who was it? It was Angry Video Game Nerd. Did a video based on the. I'm going to get this wrong. Is it the adventure series where you basically, there was a sword, there was a chalice, there was all these things that you could win.
Sword Quest,
what I was after, Sword Quest, yes. I was so fascinated by that because I didn't know anything about that whatsoever. And then that intrigued me to try and find out these weird history pieces in gaming. And I started discovering some, and I already knew of a few myself. And there was just, I already knew like Larry, and I started finding out more people like that. Laser Game Reviews was an enormous inspiration. I decided I'm going to make the video as well. Because people aren't talking about these weird stories that I know about. I opened an account about 2 years before I finally built up the courage and basically got off my ass and made the video. Here we are.
How was the reception when you first started out? Did it take a while for you to gain your momentum as far as fans go, or was it a pretty quick push?
It was fairly quick to basically. I just started collecting Retro Gamer magazine, which, in case any Americans listen, it's actually, I don't know if you've got the camera on. So it's these magazines here, which are absolute lifesavers for my videos. They're absolute lifesavers. They're so good. Absolute Retro Gaming magazine. I started collecting those, and they had a forum. And I was very naughty. You shouldn't do it this way. But I made my what was my first video? The story of Roland, which is a mascot that I knew about as a kid that no one seemed to really talk about. So I decided to do this video based on all of these games that had to do with this character called Roland. And I posted the video in the Retro Gamer forum. A couple of hours went past, looking, keep refreshing, no interest. My video probably had 10 views max, and most of them were probably me. I went back the next day, and there was about two or three pages of people like, this is really good. And I just instantly became excited. So if you go on the Retro Gamer forum and search for Roland or Slopes Game Room or something like that, you'll see a post on the main forum. Like I said, I was naughty, I wasn't in the YouTuber section. You'll see the post that made me continue doing my stuff, basically.
How long does it usually take for you to churn out one video? I know I've watched you do 3 hours worth, but that was like almost done and it was still 3 hours. So I know these have to take up quite a bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so hard. I mean, as an example, okay, so on the extreme end, something like Grand Theft Auto, The Complete History, and what was the other one? The Metroid Complete History were my two longest videos to make. I mean, they took me over a month to make a piece. That isn't me working dead straight every single night on that video, but it took me a month of research. I mean, to the point where, right, okay, so I'm going to have a bath at this time, and I'm going to watch this video in the bath, which will just make sure I'm up to date on that particular game, whatever else. And I go so deep with it, and I try and find out what other people's opinions are to see if how skewed my opinions are, all that sort of stuff. But then on the complete flip side, I've just done a Kickstarter update video, which I started writing today, finished writing, and I've recorded it, and it's all the audio is all recorded as literally just before I got on the phone to you, minutes before I got on the phone to you. I'll probably do the video of that. That'll probably take an afternoon, maybe two afternoons. So yeah, two completely opposite ends of the spectrums there, so there is no answer. I manage to get them out every week, so.
What's the most rewarding thing about the work that you do?
Well, basically, before I became a YouTuber, I'd always wanted to talk to people about these obscure gaming history. And, you know, people would always just want to talk about Sega and Nintendo because no one knows about the... Not many people in real life that know about the weird Amstrad days of the 80s and all this random stuff. So when I started creating videos on that, people were... It didn't occur to me that this would ever happen, but I suppose it makes sense. But people came to my videos to talk to me about ZX Spectrums and Amstrads and all these obscure games that other people, you know, that you meet in day-to-day life wouldn't know about. So I got very excited. That's the most rewarding thing, without a doubt.
Your work has seemed to pay off because you've got a little bit of thing going on with Sega right now. What can you tell us about that?
No, I can tell you some stuff, definitely. The way that worked, I mean, I don't know how this latest person found me, but I went to a Data Discs party. So for people that don't know, Data Discs are a London-based record label that pump out Sega tunes on vinyl. And I was reviewing their stuff, and then I went to a record party of theirs, just a small pub in in London. And it was a really cool night, and they basically were very thankful for what I did, and they introduced me to someone at Sega. And like I said, I don't know if it came from that, but then someone else added me from Sega and said, I'm the community manager, and he got really liked my content. I started seeing, without asking, my content being shared on Sega Forever's YouTube, Twitter pages and Sega Europe's Twitter. I was like, this is insane. A very long time ago, he goes, do you know what an NDA is, non-disclosure agreement? I said, yes. And then nothing really happened for about 3 or 4 months, which shows how long these projects are hidden in the background, even though it is just a Mega Drive collection, I suppose, you know. And he goes, right, are you ready to sign this NDA a few months later, which was, I don't know, a month or so ago? And I'm like, yes. And he said, yeah, we're releasing a Mega Drive collection. We want you to help out. So I'm like, whoa. I got very, very excited. And I had the absolute pleasure of a chance to go up to Sega's offices in London, which I, answering all my 10-year-old dreams right there. Oh my God. So, so good. So all I can say right now is that hopefully Larry Bundy Jr., I'm pretty sure he's definitely going to be there as well. Kim Justice, and I think there's going to be one other person, although I can't say yet because I think that they're just doing a bit of agreement between them. And we're going to be helping Sega promote this in our own little ways, you know, helping Sega promote this upcoming Sega Mega Drive, or for the people in the States, Sega Genesis collection for the PS4 and Xbox One, which... until they release it again on the Xbox 2 and the PlayStation 5, it's a very exciting time for me. I do apologize. I leave my phone on silent. But yeah, it's a very exciting time for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Aside from video game content, you also have some other content that's Disney-based. Where did your love affair with Disney start?
Oh, as long as I can remember. I remember being, before my sisters were born, just as a tiny, tiny kid going around like places like W.H. Smith and just looking over all the VHS tapes and going, oh, I haven't got that one. And, you know, and I became obsessed with watching everything Disney. I don't know if you can see up there. These are all of the original Disney classics on Blu-ray. big time fan of Disney. And then we went to Disneyland in Disney World in Florida, where you're from, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes. I fell in love with it even more. Now I've got the disposable income as an adult. I can waste all that money and give it all to Disney. So yeah.
If you were able to pitch an idea to Disney to make a game about just one film, what would it be?
Turn my head around. It's a bit unprofessional. Let me have a look. The best Disney games are 2D games, aren't they? You know, you're Aladdin, Hercules on the PlayStation 1 and Pinocchio on the Mega Drive again. So I want to keep it in that vein. Mm-hmm. But what's a game with a lot of fighting in it? Because I'm instantly thinking Streets of Rage Brawler-esque, you know, because that's my go-to for every single interview. I'm like annoyingly into that game. I don't know. What's got a lot of fighting in it? I'll tell you what. My favourite is Beauty and the Beast. My favourite Disney movie is Beauty and the Beast. Not the new live action one, which annoyed me slightly. It's not bad. It's good. I'm such a stupidly hardcore fan of the animated one. Turn that somehow into a Streets of Rage brawler. They did it with The Simpsons.
I guess you could make like Black Cauldron into a brawling game, but It's such an obscure title. But
yeah, Disney's biggest flop, isn't it?
Sadly, yes.
It's up there. 10 years in the making, and when it finally came out, it was beaten by Care Bears, the movie, at the cinema.
Yeah, I think my dad took me to see those, like, back-to-back, one day after the other. And then,
Care Bears and then yep. Black Cauldron. Oh, really? But the Care Bears movie is quite a dark movie in itself, isn't it? Is it the one with the kid and the spider web and the he's like a magician?
Yes.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I think that was the first one. Yeah, it was very, very dark. It was during that whole time where everyone was trying to latch onto that whole heavy metal, dark kind of animation. Even the Great Mouse Detective, for the most part, is very dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the Great Mouse Detective. Good. That's a good one. Not rotoscoping at the end, which a lot of people think it is rotoscoping, but it's not. If anyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was all CG, yeah. I think it was one of the very first usages of CGI in an animated film that was not a Don...
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
I think Don Bluth came in very close to being second on that, because I think he got away from rotoscoping somewhere after Land Before Time, I think.
Something like that. I'm currently listening to Disney War on audio books. So they've just gone past all that era. So yeah, it's good.
Mm. So what else do you have coming up besides your big Sega thing? What's next on the DJ Slope list?
Well, I've always got Complete Histories in the works. And now with this Mega Drive collection coming out, I am going to try and fill in a couple of gaps on the games that, you know, maybe that are on that list that I haven't covered yet, which I'm going to eventually, so I might as well do it now. With that said, my very next one isn't on that list, but it's one I've been working on for a while, being a massive Sega fan. I before this, sad to say, embarrassed to say, I don't know a hell of a lot, or didn't know a hell of a lot, about Fantasy Zone. So, Opa Opa, pretty much being a mascot for Sega at one point, had to find out a lot about that. And that series, which I was expecting to be, that'd be a good 10, 15-minute episode. There is a lot of Fantasy Zone games. I did not know how many there were, to the point where there was one that came out possibly this year. I think it was last year. It's an arcade game, but yeah. So Fantasy Zone is coming up. Another Complete History that I'm working on that is on that Mega Drive list is Alien Soldier. That will be a slightly smaller one, but it's got a good backstory to that one. That's pretty good. And it's Treasure, which will be the fourth video I've done based on a Treasure game. So I've done Gunstar Heroes, the McDonald's game, and Ikaruga, and the other one that did Radiant Silver Gun, but that's in the same video. So yeah, Alien Soldier, that's coming. And then we've got the Kickscammer stuff. Now I am working with a pretty big YouTuber, which I don't want to say yet because nothing's officially being done, but I'm working on a collaboration YouTube project. It isn't anyone I've worked with, well, not in a big way anyway, before. I'm working with a singer on a video, although again these are all things that are just in the pipeline, so I can't say what they are because I don't want people to nick my ideas. I'm working on something like that, I've got about 3 or 4 Kickscammer videos in the works for myself, so including the one I'm doing right now. I'm working on a my first obscure Kickscammer thing, because it's an update on 2 of the projects that I've covered that have since developed since I covered them. So that will actually hopefully come out. I don't know when this is going to go live, but it's going to be a midweek video, probably in the next few days.
Okay. As far as those people that want to start getting into YouTube and creating content similar to what you do, what would be your advice to those people that are trying to break in during this very tough time on YouTube?
Well, like I say, one of the biggest rewards for me is chatting to people that are into gaming, and obviously Kickstarter and whatever else, and Disney, definitely Disney. Look at it like that. Look at it as you're going into a room full of people that are into your interests. And the more you promote it, and the more you put your content out there, the more people will come into that room and want to talk to you about it. You're not going to earn any money whatsoever in a very long time. In fact, definitely not now with YouTube and their new stretch goals that you need to be able to, you know, those hurdles you need to get past, you know, before you can earn any money. So, you know, don't look at it like that. It's going to take some serious time before you do earn any money. But when you do reach that goal of constantly putting out your stuff, it becomes more and more rewarding every single time you do it. Every single time you do it. And also learn how to use Twitter, because Twitter has been an absolute savior for me. Big time, big time.
For those people that want to get in touch with you or support you or get into, I guess, the community we kind of have built around you.
Yeah.
How can people get involved with all that? Where can they go? What handles do they need to look for?
Yeah, okay. So basically, if you go to any kind of search engine, whether that be YouTube, Google, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it may be, and Instagram now as well, type in Slopes Game Room, you will find me. I do obviously have a Patreon, which you are very kindly a member of. But even if you just want to be in a room and talk to people about my content or gaming or anything like that, you can actually join our Discord, which we've just opened up to not just being Patreons. There are now very, very active non-Patreon sections as well, which is really, really cool. I want to be able to talk to more people. I hate putting barriers up, and this is a good way of being able to bring more people in. So I hope, yeah, put a link in the description. I'll leave that to you.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for taking your time out of your evening to talk to me about this. And
Not a
I look
problem,
forward to
man.
seeing what else you have coming up. And
Ooh.
if do you have any final wisdom for those tuning in to watch you?
No, not at all. But thank you all so much for knowing who I am. It still blows my mind that people come up to me and say, I'll watch your stuff, or people send me emails and go in my Discord chats, all these other things. I appreciate all the support, no matter where it comes from. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. You have yourself a good night.
You too, buddy. Thank you.